Tomorrow we have a test on Judges, is that correct? Yeah. We've got to get this one done. Michelle, are you going to correct one? Yes. Correct with a different color pen. Write in the right answers on the essay questions. Keep track of minus points. Question 1. Central theme is C. Israel's one body. Question 2. The name Achan means D. Trouble. Question 3. Achan's confession of guilt was D. Not true repentance. If you have an extra test, you can pass one back to... Everybody have a test to correct? Question 4. 5 ways that the trial and judgment of Achan is typical of the great judgment. Okay, all Israel had to appear before Joshua, or type of Christ. The sheep are separated from the goats. There was separation as they cast the lot and worked their way down to Achan. Everything hidden was exposed. Or let's say hidden sins are exposed. No denial of sin was made at that time. Achan had to completely admit everything. There was no hiding of anything. The nation of Israel was involved in the judgment, which is analogous to the saints judging the world, which they shall do. Achan was burned, and all that belonged to him was burned. Judgment. You could also say it was too late for repentance. Too late for repentance. It was a time of judgment and justice. What other things? Go ahead. That's okay. Go ahead. Okay, they've got an application there. That'll work. People's heart melted. There wasn't anything about that at the trial. Go ahead. Well, there's something to be said for that. Achan missed out on his inheritance. Go ahead. Okay, we said that. They admit their sin, no true repentance. Lee. Okay, that's the burning part of it. Go ahead.
Killed and burned, two deaths, physical and spiritual.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead. Taking responsibility and confessing. I think we'll let them have those. Those sound to be pretty different. Something else. Go ahead.
Christ confronts his Joshua judges, and then Christ bestowed a judgment.
We'll let him have that, because the people were involved with that.
How about just plain stone? Is it there?
Well, those kind of overlap, so maybe 2 out of 3.
Yeah, penalty of sin is death, naked, burned type of hell. Or are you going to get the full separate?
Yes, we'll give those separate. We'll let them have two for that.
Sought out?
Well, the idea there is he was exposed and revealed and pointed out. If they don't have it overlapping the other, we'll give it credit. Go ahead.
God will get the glory, and our own work can't stand.
Well, I don't know about the works part. I don't know that we're talking about any works there. Go ahead. That's all right. That's all right. Well, I don't know that there was, so I don't think I'll give credit for that. Go ahead.
Curse it to be a cursed thing. All idolaters, liars, etc. shall have their part in the lake of fire.
Well, as long as they don't overlap it later with the judgment of burning, say the same thing again. Next question. Oh, go ahead. I guess so. As long as it doesn't overlap something else. Question 5. Gibeonites. They're also called Hivites, H-I-V. Question 6. D. Israel followed their own understanding. Go ahead. Well, it's worth 2 points, so there's 1 point for each blank. Go ahead. That's fine. Question 7. Adonai Zedek means Lord of Righteousness. Lord of Righteousness. Well, they have half of it right. He is King of Jerusalem. He is typical of the Antichrist.
Are these answers that you're going to give now answers and you don't want that to know?
Well.
Like backsliding?
No. No backsliding here. He was never saved. Go ahead. Typical of the devil. Well, we really need the Antichrist down here. We didn't teach that. I don't know that he is typical of the devil per se. Go ahead.
Typical of religious leaders.
Well, you don't see a lot of religion in that chapter. Well, Adonai means Lord. Didn't they teach you in Unfolding Rev 1 that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not typical of Jesus. So just cross that out and ignore it. Go ahead. But in a typological picture, things are type of Christ. They're not a type of God. God's in Christ. But to complete the type, it's really the other way around. Go ahead.
Could you comment why the Lord of Righteousness is typical of the Antichrist in class? Is there any connection?
Well, because he leads a united combined force against Joshua and Israel in battle. And didn't we give some like 15 reasons how that typified the Battle of Armageddon or something? So we developed it at least somewhat. Question 8. Gibeonites at first typified deceivers or hypocrites. Deceivers or hypocrites. After Israel ratifies their covenant, Gibeon typifies new converts. New converts. Go ahead. Compromisers or compromised Christians, that's all right. Lee. That's all right. They've got deceiver in there. They got the idea. Go ahead.
Second question, say Gentiles.
Well, not Gentiles. If they want to say Gentiles coming into Christ, that'd be new converts.
I thought it would be more general.
Well, give him half credit there for that. Go ahead. Wolves in sheep's clothing, that gets the idea. Question 9. Question 9, the answer is C. Saul broke the covenant. God brought judgment on Saul's house for this. Question 10. Notable miracle. Well, I suppose all miracles are notable, but the sun and the moon stood still. That was notable. He rained hailstones, it says. Why not? The sun stood still. That's good enough. That gets the idea across. Question 11. Battle with the five kings is typological of A, Battle of Armageddon. Question 12. Joshua burned Hazor with fire. Hazor, H-A-Z-O-R. Question 13, the answer is, why did God make war, destroy all those cities? Why did all the cities except one make war with Israel and not peace? A quote from Scripture is, A, the Lord desired to destroy those cities. That is a quote from Scripture. Question 14. How many cities are recorded destroyed by Joshua? 31. 81. Question 15. The situation at Joshua's death is D. Important cities and major fortifications are conquered. Question 16. How is this typical of Christ and the church? I graded question 16, so you can cruise on that one. The answer is that Christ has conquered the major fortifications and important demons, bruising Satan's head, and he's left the church to finish the work that he began. Question 17. Eliezer is the high priest, not priest. High priest. Oh, why not? Question 18. Eliezer is a type of A, the mediatorship of Christ. The heads of the fathers are typifying the ministers of Christ. A and B. There were 2 points each. Well, that's the total points for the whole question.
Oh, I see.
Question 19. Joshua is from Ephraim. Question 20. The tabernacle is located in Shiloh. This city is in Ephraim. 21. What tribe did not receive any land for an inheritance? Levi. What does the scripture say is their inheritance? Well, it says the Lord is their inheritance. And if you put down the 48 cities, after we flog you, we'll give you credit. God is their inheritance, and we'll accept 48 cities. Go ahead. Well, it doesn't say heaven is their inheritance. It says the Lord is their inheritance. Go ahead. Cities. We'll give them credit. Go ahead. Well, that's not their inheritance. That's only their means for living. Go ahead. Well, he didn't get it right. Go ahead. No. It says in numerous places, the Lord is their inheritance. 22. Who are they typical of and why? They're typical of the saints. Why? Who have no earthly inheritance, but whose inheritance is the Lord. The saints who inherit the Lord have no earthly inheritance. Go ahead.
Ministers who work for the people, meeting their needs, taking care of things and bodies.
Well, we'll give them half credit for something like that. I got a few ideas there that are worth something. I'll give him half for that. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is a shorthand name, but I can tell me the ministers, W-O, and then it has little things of God. Oh, word of God.
Yes. We'll give him half credit.
And Christian's inheritance is heaven.
That's the right answer.
Okay.
Go ahead. If they'd have said, we will re-receive him, we'd give him credit, but the way they said it, we'd give him half credit. Go ahead. Well, I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. Not looking for an earthly inheritance. Question 23. Go ahead. A lot of theology there. We'll give him half credit. 23. There were six cities of refuge out of 48 Levitical cities. Six cities of refuge out of 48. Go ahead. Well, give them credit. Obviously, they knew what they were talking about. It doesn't make any sense the other way. 24. What are the cities of refuge typical of? They're typical of Christ. That's okay. They're okay for salvation. How are they typical of that? Those in Christ are spared from judgment. Those in Christ are spared for judgment. The first blank is worth 1 point. The explanation is worth 2 points. Go ahead. Yeah, that'd be all right. Lee. Yes, that's good. Fleeing to Jesus. Well, the grace of God isn't enough. These cities are typical of Christ. Go ahead. We'll give them half for that. They kind of brought out the type more. They didn't bring out the anti-type. Go ahead. That's bringing out the type, so we'll give them half for that. They needed to tell us what that represented. 25. What type of person is a manslayer typical of? Those sinning in ignorance. Those sinning in ignorance or in accident. Murderer is those who sin purposely or with full knowledge. And it's the contrast that will tell you whether they have the two things right. Go ahead. Well, in a question like this, I probably can't give any credit. So, you know, on question 23, you know, you could have it backwards and we'll let you slide, but got to have this one. Go ahead. Repentant sinner and unrepentant sinner. Let's give them half for that. That's got an idea there. Go ahead. Well, unsaved sinner is synonymous. I didn't really say anything, so go ahead, Keith.
Willing and the first part, not willing to do it, repentant sin. Second part is outward sin, willing to do it.
They got it worded in the strangest way. That's okay, though. Manslayer is without premeditation. Murder is with premeditation. That would be the right answer. That would be the same as saying ignorance and knowledge. Go ahead.
The first one was the right the devil has to bring accusation against us.
Something to be said for that, but I don't know what you do with the second blank after you start out with that one.
Okay, the second blank is those who fall into sin but are willing to repent.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to help him on that one. 26. Cities of refuge on both sides of Jordan. What does this show typologically? Salvation is available to all. That would be one answer for 26 or 27. You could say salvation is available to both the Old and New Testament saints. That would be another answer for 26 and 27. Or you could say salvation is available to the Spirit-filled and the non-Spirit-filled. That's about it, I think. There's three answers anyway. Go ahead. Well, I don't see any Gentiles there between one side or the other. Doesn't really show that.
Our sins are forgiven both before and after death for one of them, and then the other one is Christ is for both Jews and Gentiles.
I don't see how you get Jews and Gentiles in there. Boy, how can you get Jews and Gentiles? Before and after death, even that one's a stretcher, but I guess we'll give it to that, given that one.
For question 27, it says, it was the law.
Well, that isn't an antitype. It was the law, it's not an antitype. We're looking for an antitype here.
No matter where we are, we can always take refuge in Christ.
Okay, that's one of the answers. Christ is always available. Experiential and legal. I'm not sure I see that here, really. No. Go ahead. Well, that would be one answer, as long as they don't duplicate it in the next question. Lee. We'll let them have it as long as they just don't repeat the answer. Go ahead. I think so. Keith? That's for both? They sound similar. So we'll give them credit for one. I think so. We let that one go before, so we'll let it go again. Sandy. Well, the cities of refuge are available for Gentiles, but they're available on both sides for Gentiles.
Yes.
So it's hard to get a type that in the land is Jew and out of the land or over 2.5 tribes is Gentile. It's hard to see Gentiles in one place over another place. They're really for both Jew and Gentile. Yeah, but it's hard to say these are for Jew and those are for Gentile typologically because you don't have anything to build it on. Any other questions? Go ahead. That's okay. Peter. God deals with you where you are. Well, that's true. I'm not sure how it fits this question. As long as they don't duplicate it on the other one. The other one has something. Question 28. When is the manslayer able to leave the city of refuge? When the high priest dies. Have to say high priest. What is this typical of? When Christ dies. Go ahead. Not that I know of. No. Nothing said on that. Go ahead. It has to be the death of the high priest. That's the only thing the scriptures say. 29. I graded this one already. The 2.5 tribes settling east of Jordan typify Old Testament saints who received their inheritance from Moses. The men of war represent Old Testament saints who passed over by faith into New Testament experiences. And there were many Old Testament saints who partook of the blessings reserved for the new covenant. The men of war typify Old Testament saints who by faith passed over into New Testament experiences. And there were a number of men that partook of New Testament, New Covenant experiences. Go ahead. Number 28. First part is worth 1 point. The antitype is worth 2 points. Question 30. In a negative picture, who do the 2.5 tribes typify? Those who fall short or stop short of the full promise of God. And you can say compromisers, all kinds of things. I've already graded this one. What caused them to remain outside of Canaan? Earthly possessions. You could say worldly possessions, but worldly possessions usually connote a negative item. Earthly possessions don't necessarily denote anything negative. In other words, the possessions that they had were their cattle, their sheep, and all their flocks. Those were positive. But positive earthly possessions can hold you back from God's promise. So I prefer to word it as earthly possessions, not just worldly possessions. How did their latter end differ from the 9.5 tribes? They were the first to go into captivity, or at least they were more vulnerable to idolatry and intermarrying with the heathen and so forth. 31. Key verse to the book. See, not one thing God said has failed. 32. What was Caleb's inheritance? Kirjath Arba, or Hebron. Hebron. How about this mountain? Why not? 33. We'll let him have it. Go ahead.
Mountain of Giants, Canaanites.
We'll accept that. We'll accept mountain. What does the stone that Joshua set up in chapter 24 typify? It typifies Christ. How? Christ is the true and faithful witness. That was the stone of witness, and it typifies the true and faithful witness that heard all their words. Go ahead. We'll give them half credit for that. That really isn't part of the typological picture. Go ahead.
He wrote the book of the law on it, and God gave him victory.
He didn't write the book of the law on it. Go ahead. Not really. It's a reminder of the covenant, so I don't think that's true. The Antitype is worth 2 points. Well, they haven't got the type, anti-type right. It has to typify Jesus Christ.
Okay, and then the second one is Christ, which is the right answer. And then it says how Christ is the stone.
Well, Christ is the stone. We'll give him half credit for that. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
He was victorious over his enemy.
This stone was a witness that heard all their words. So you got a wrong picture there, but it's a good thought.
Christ, and he fulfilled the law for the explanation.
Okay, well, it doesn't fit the type there. Go ahead. Do you have a question? 34, Joseph's bones. Joseph typifies the dead in Christ, an elect company, who died in this world while embracing the promise being that God shall take them out, and his faith in that promise caused him to claim the promise, and so he was, as it were, the dead in Christ who died in Egypt this world, caught up with the living to their everlasting inheritance in Canaan. That's what Joseph represents. There's a lot of little pieces that all have to fit together there. So Joseph typifies the dead in Christ who embrace the promise that God shall catch them out or take them out and died in Egypt, not experiencing the promise. Egypt represents this life, this world. And because of his faith, was taken up with the living to Canaan, which represents heaven, their inheritance. Question 35. Quote scripture. You don't need the reference, just the quote. It doesn't have to be complete. It can be a paraphrase. It can be Living Bible. Whatever will defeat the enemy in your life will count. Number one, I can't. The answer, I can do all things through Christ. I will accept any good verse that even remotely applies. Did I tell you to only use one verse, never repeat a verse, or did I just let you say the same verse over and over? Well, in that case, I guess we'll let people use the same verse over and over. But you better live it. God will hold you responsible. Number two, I am afraid. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. What if God doesn't supply my needs? Well, Philippians 4, my God shall supply all your needs through his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I am weak. Paul said, the Lord said to him, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Or he said, when I am weak, then I am strong. The devil is beating me down. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How about rebuke the devil and he'll flee from you? Oh, that's all right. But usually the person will say, I'm trying to rebuke him, but he's greater than I am and he's beating me down. So we need something that will give you more oomph, but it's okay. Question six, I'm afraid I won't make it. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He that has begun a good work in you will complete it. Question seven, I am worried. He'll give you perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. What is it, 1 Peter 5:7, what's that say? Cast all your care on him who cares for you. Question 8, I'm bound. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. 9, I feel condemned. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Or to those that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. And you could quote 1 John 1:9 and 1 John 2:1 and other famous verses. God has left me. Joshua 1:5, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Question 11, temptation is too strong for me. He will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. He will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. There is sin in my life. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sin is too strong for me. In Romans it says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Now, if they just say, he's given us the victory over sin, that is not a quote from Scripture. That is a theological statement. You have to quote Scripture. So, for sin is too strong for me, you've got to come up with a quote somewhere out of the New Testament or Old Testament to refute that. Go ahead. His blood shall make a way. I don't remember that being in my Bible. Go ahead, Barb. That's a verse in some chorus someplace. Go ahead. That isn't in the Bible either. Go ahead. Yeah, that's a theological statement. You need to say a quote from Scripture. There's power in the Word of God. Go ahead. No. God offers a way of escape is a summary of truth. I said you could paraphrase them, but that's so far from, you know. Go ahead. Okay, and where is, which one is that? That's pretty good. You could live on that. Go ahead. I think that's good. That applies. Go ahead. What does that apply to? 13. He is my strength. Yeah. 14.
Yeah.
I have always had this problem. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Go ahead. Where does it say that in the New Testament? We have new life in Christ. Now you got to have a quote of scripture. Go ahead. Go for it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's good. That's good. That's good. Sin shall not have dominion over you. I don't know. It's in Romans chapter 7 or 6. 6? 6 is on sin. Go ahead. I'm not sure what that applies to. There's power in these scriptures. I was rebuking a demon the other day, and this demon said, we're quoting scripture, and this demon said, if you really believe that, you'd be dangerous. Then we were praying for power, and this demon said, you don't know what power is. That's the truth. These demons do. These demons are giving us little revelations along the way, and they're challenging us. And there's something to be learned from those statements. Those demons know this word is powerful stuff. And we're kind of, you know, testing the ice to see if it'll hold us up here. There's something about faith. You know, you think about Peter sinking in that water. There's something about that. Question 36. Oh, I hate the way this question is worded. Got to rewrite this. Let's throw the whole thing out. But the answers I have, the wedge of gold represents deity, or E, but which is devoted to God, and the Babylonish garment represents worldliness. But just, I don't even like the question, so throw it away. Put the number wrong at the top of the page and hand it back to the owner. There's something real unusual about this test, and if anybody notices it, it'll help them for the future of this class. There's some glaring thing about this whole test. What? No. It's something else. Go ahead. Number 22. It doesn't relate to the inheritance aspect. Let's give him half for it.
Somebody find it?
What? I won't talk or compliment. I refuse to talk anymore about the subject. There are quite a few tape students, and so tape students are if you're on tape, I'd like you to have your test when you go over this tape. I'll try to get these back right away next week. Thank you. How'd the roll book get around? I didn't even pass it. Terry Skelton. Kunans. Steve Hinson on tape.
Yes.
Okay.
A question for you on the first page.
Yes. I know, there's somewhat, if that's kind of confusing. So, he did admit his sin. It's just the question is, did he do it in time? No. So, I'll admit that's kind of confusing. I'll leave it as D is the right answer. Any other questions? Pass these up if you've looked them over and feel like it's been graded fairly. Boy, the test that I corrected only missed 3.5.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Probably around 10. Go ahead. 100 points. You know, there might be more than 100 possible. I think there was 100 possible. I just don't remember right now. You can add them up. Yes. Spell that right. On 1 Samuel. God told Saul to destroy the Amalekites, and he did. But he didn't do precisely what God said, because he rationalized the command of God and didn't see the typological significance of it. The Lord has set many types, many symbols in his word and in our lives. We're not exempt from these. You typify a love slave of Jesus Christ. I wonder if you live up to the type. You represent a soldier. You represent one who is a fisherman, a fisher of men. There's another analogy of agriculture. And then marriage is a type. And yikes on that one. But hold on to the promise. In heaven, there's neither marrying nor giving in marriage. No, seriously, God's doing it. He's going to do that one.
Amen.
Sacrifice is only circumstantially necessary. Obedience is always necessary. Sacrifice is the answer to disobedience, but obedience is what God wanted. Sacrifice is the means to an end. Obedience is the end. Saul was offering up a sacrifice that was not even a sacrifice. It was something he got for free. There are many scriptures on this. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God. Then there's the scriptures, a sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's the true sacrifice. Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Talk about a man bringing a gift to an altar. And the Lord says, make things right before you bring your gift. Also Mark 12, 33. Proverbs 15, 8. Now Christ will utterly destroy the Amalekites, who represent the sinners in verse 18. Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites. They typify the sinners at the end judgment, and Christ will utterly destroy them all in judgment. Saul broke the type. Samuel reasoned with Saul that he had sinned. Samuel said, when thou wast little, verse 17, in thine own sight, when you were little in your own sight, you were made head of the tribes of Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey. Verse 19, why didn't you obey the voice of the Lord? Saul said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have. I have gone the way which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. This is your typical counselee. He thinks he has done the counsel you've given. But you can see that he hasn't. Because he rationalized the counsel to be something different than it was. Verse 21, but the people. Why, they have taken the oxen, and with all good motive. Do you know, sometimes I even question the motive. Was the motive really that good? Am I in a position to judge their motive? I'm just questioning their motive. Some people are always justifying everything because their motive's good. Every now and then, I'm going to question their motive. Saul blames the people. Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience? To obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. And verse 23 is a verse which has gone down in the memory banks of many. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion opens you up to demonic spirits, like witchcraft does. And I have seen many, many people get real rebellious and open up their lives to demonic involvement and deception. Stubbornness opens one up to demons as well. They become implacable, unpliable. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Now why is God so hard on Saul? Because Saul's stubborn. Rebellious, self-will. Saul's going to do his own thing for God. Now, it would seem like David was in a worse sin than this. But David fell on his face and repented and was broken. It's not so much the magnitude of the sin, it's more the response of the sinner before God. And so, if you will be broken before God for your sin, it isn't really the sin. It's your reaction. Are you open to correction? Saul wasn't open to correction. Samuel's trying to correct him, and he won't hear the correction. Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord. and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. He's got another excuse. Do you know how many excuses we have? Excuse, excuse, excuse. Why, the reason I did this is because of them. You know, we don't believe the devil made me do it, but it's the devil and my spouse made me do it. Do you know how many times you hear that? Now, we know better than to say the devil made me do it. But my, is the devil in others making us do it? That's still no excuse. See, there's personal responsibility before God. It doesn't matter what your mate does, or what your roommates do, or what anyone else does, or what the pastor does. You have to live up to the light that you've been given and stand before God. You need to stand before God on His Word and on what God has done in your life. I feared the people and obeyed their voice. This is a mistake of many leaders. Many pastors have feared the people, and they've been unable to preach certain things or to move in certain ways because they're manipulated. And if the people are going to lead you, well, then God won't. You've got to go with God. And there's been such a struggle. Do you know a pastor that wants to walk with God? I mean, what a struggle. Believe me. You don't know how powerful this is. You know the devil is trying to hinder where God's trying to take you. And if he can get the people or the elders or anybody to manipulate, hold back, drag their feet, it puts pressure on the pastor. And one of the biggest things is if he fears the people will get hurt. That'll hold him back. It's not, and losing people, that's a threat to a lot of pastors that aren't that spiritual. They're so worried about the numbers in their congregation.